are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
So actress Sophie Turner, of course, from Game of Thrones, she played Sansa, and more recently, she was in Dark Phoenix, the latest X-Men movie, was being interviewed, and she talked about her attempt to get Matthew Perry, actor Matthew Perry, to ask her out on a date.
Matthew Perry was, I would walk around the corner every day to go to my local Budgens, which is a great little supermarket, and I would walk around the corner every day and I would see Matthew Perry outside smoking a cigarette, and I bought a lighter from Budgens so that I could walk up to him and offer to light his cigarette, and it was already lit, so thought he might see this tweet and then, I don't know, reach out to me and ask me on a date or something.
But he didn't. But, you know, sometimes we do go to great lengths to maybe try to get someone's attention. You remember all those years back when I thought the guy who was working the meat counter was cute at the Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was a vegetarian.
Right.
But I proceeded to purchase cuts of meat from this gentleman, even though, you know, I wasn't going to be eating it.
Yeah. Just buying meat.
Serve it to friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good long-term investment.
Yes.
Oh, wait. No, it wasn't.
No, he had a girlfriend or something. Come on, cut me some slack. But the point is, I did take extra steps in an attempt there. That's the one that stands out to me. I'm sure I've done this many a time.
Sure.
I've never been good at doing that or noticing it. I'm not good at hints.
No?
I guess not. I can't think of one I don't ever remember doing that.
You never, like, joined a club or something that you had no interest in just to get someone's attention or...
No.
No?
Really?
No.
I'm racking my brain right now.
You never took, like, the long way home to walk past someone's house or apartment?
No. Mm-hmm. No. And look, I'm the guy who...
Ken just didn't have to work as hard as the rest of us.
He's Mr. Casanova over there. He goes, I just walked out and said hello to everyone.
Right. And then suddenly I had everybody's number.
And then women would just throw themselves upon me.
You know how some people just fall into money?
You fell into love. Great.
I don't know how I ever had a date, much less got married. I really don't. I'm the guy that, you know, it was the fall semester, November, and this girl in class asked me what time class got out. I was like 11:20.
Right.
Now let me get back to my note taking.
Right, because then one of my other friends' wives, I'm telling her this story, and she's like, "You're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think by November she knows what time class is over?" Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Ken and I are clueless. We have no idea if somebody would ever like us or not.
So I wasn't
really... Luckily, our wives asked us out.
Yeah. It never occurred to me, I don't think, to do that kind of stuff.
All right.
But for those of you who did, we'd like to hear. 2801025.
Did you ever go buy a lighter just to try to light someone's cigarette?
Or a bunch of meat from the meat counter you were never going to eat. It's like, I would have bought it from you at a discount, of course. Get some of your money back.
I mean, that's used meat.
Okay, well, if you're one of those people that dropped the hint, did it work? Get you anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Or were you just completely ignored? All right, Katie on the phone in Ankeny. So what'd you do, Katie?
All right, so I was a church gal, and I also love, like, Taylor Swift and, you know, like, the Jonas Brothers. But there's this guy that I liked that went to my church, but he was into, like, screamo music.
Mm.
So on his Facebook, he uploaded a video of him, you know, like, screaming for, like, the screamo music.
Uh-huh.
And so I commented, and I was like, oh, my goodness, that is so cool. That's so talented. I wish I knew how to scream along to music. And obviously, I was not into it because I'm, like, on my Facebook posting Taylor Swift posts all day. But I tried to start listening to, like, screamo music, like, because this guy was into it.
Uh-huh.
And it was just not good.
Okay. I like that you're calling it screamo music. Well,
that's what it is.
I mean, I guess you didn't say, but I mean, they're just screaming.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not into it, but I liked this guy. And I was just like, oh my goodness, so talented, screaming into this microphone.
did you get a date?
No. Fun fact, his mom was actually engaged to my dad at one point.
Oh, boy.
Well, that complicates
him
it.
And my dad have the same name.
Oh, yeah. No, nope, and nope.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
So.
Back to Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, back to Taylor Swift, my girl.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks, Katie. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Bye.
Chase says he's clueless like you and I are, Kurt. All right, Chase. So on the phone from Ankeny here. So what did your wife have to do?
Well, I was out visiting some family in New England, and I had dropped my nephew off at daycare. And his teacher had asked me if my cell phone works out there in New England. And so I'm thinking, yeah, don't cell phones work everywhere? And she goes, well, then why don't you give me your number so I can call you sometime?
Yeah. She really had to spell it out.
Yeah. Lo and behold, 3 years later, we got married and have a couple wonderful kids.
All right.
That's
all
worked
good.
Out.
That's good.
Does your cell phone work? Aren't you a teacher?
Thank you, Chase. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.